Hello and welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name is Andrew and I'm joined today by strength and conditioning coach Thomas Dickens. How are you, Thomas?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Right, you arrived at the club last summer with Louis Tonkin. How instrumental was Louis in bringing you on board?
Louis is a massive part of my decisions to come to the club. He sat me down last year after the league campaign finished for the university. He asked me to head up the S&C at the club, and to be honest, I bit his hand off for the chance. I know a lot of history about the club. I played against Pontypool for Pontypridd back in the day, and I say it's just a great club to be in. I say we got a great backroom staff, from Slug to Emily to Stuart. So like I said, mate, it's hopefully I can be part of something special this year and take them to the Premiership next year. So like I say, it's a massive challenge for me to come to the club, because I work a lot of students. So it's obviously changing, and to look after a lot of basically men, it's quite intimidating. But to be honest, mate, it's been great so far. So yeah, really good.
And in the past, you've interned with Bristol RFC, and you're currently working with a number of different sport teams in your role as strength and conditioning coach at Cardiff University. Do you think your varied experience has helped you to become a more rounded coach?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, I learnt my trade at Bristol by two great S&C coaches. I took a lot of knowledge from that, which obviously got me the job at Cardiff University Sport. I work with two great conditioners at Cardiff University Sport as well, Rich and Steve. So we work well as a team. So I obviously head up obviously the rowing team, the netball team, the football team, and the rugby team as well, and the hockey team. So to be honest, I said it's great to obviously learn from different sports and try to integrate that into rugby as well. So the different movements, obviously different sports used, which could help obviously in rugby as well. And so, like I say, it keeps me non-complacent as well. Like I say, if I was just doing rugby all the time, like I said, I got my complacent as a coach. But obviously taking, learning different abilities and different skills from different sports and help bring it to Pontypool, I think it's helped quite a lot. So it's all about fun. I mean, if you can basically get the boys engaged with fitness and conditioning, and it's fun, they probably don't think it's fitness. So yeah, like I say, I think I'd become a more rounded coach from that. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right, you obviously have limited contact time with the squad, with training taking place on just a Tuesday and a Thursday. Does that mean that your sessions with the group have to be as short, sharp and intense as possible for them to get maximum benefit from them?
No, definitely. I think we do a lot of our bulk conditioning in pre-season, so during season, then we need to taper down what we do, because obviously our main aim as coaches and medical staff is to get players fit for the Saturday and keep them peaking. So, and you've got to look at players' lifestyle as well outside. Obviously, before they come to me, they're working 8 hours before they come to me on a Tuesday. And obviously, they've been battered on a Saturday as well playing rugby. So, you've got to basically keep look at players' lifestyles, really. So, like I said, if you look at the ball in play at the moment in our league, it's around about 38 minutes. So if you think about it now, it's not quite long. But on a Tuesday, I put them into every Tuesday we have conditioning, around about 30 to 40 minutes, and we try and get as much out of that as possible. And on a Thursday, then we just do a team run, really. So yeah, it's all basically player led, really. Obviously, I can give them as much information outside as possible, and it's up to them to basically take on as much information and obviously pursue it for their own progression and ability. So yeah, definitely.
And when it comes to the breakdown of the squads, do the backs and forwards need different approaches when it comes to S&C?
Oh, definitely. I think obviously all-rounded, we do kind of similar stuff in pre-season, like anaerobic and aerobic-based work. But as a front row, obviously their key movements obviously are scrimmaging. Obviously, and their key abilities, obviously, if their physical abilities, obviously it's maximal kind of strength. And obviously isometric strength, but you can compare it to a scrum half. Obviously their key movements is attacking, and obviously their key physical abilities is speed, power and reactive stuff as well. So yeah, well, when I integrate that into the programs, it's completely different. On field, our forwards are more short and sharp anaerobic stuff work, as obviously backs we probably use them as more repeated speed, more aerobic, and a little bit of anaerobic stuff as well. So yeah, they're completely different. You can't give them the same stuff. So it's all basically player positions and player abilities as well. So yeah, definitely it's different.
And do you give them programmes to follow away from the club, or do you very much leave it up to them?
Yeah, basically, obviously, I do a six-week programme every time. I email it to the players. I speak to Emily first, our medical physio, see what players can do or obviously won't be able to do during the sessions. That gets filtered to the players then, and obviously they have their six-week programmes, and after 6 weeks then we change up again. And so they've always got a programme to follow. That's if they're doing it. But obviously we do testing, so obviously players can't hide, so we do a lot of testing pre-season, we do a lot of testing in season. We got testing in a couple of weeks, so we'll see if the players have been doing their programmes or not. So yeah.
When it comes to setting specific fitness targets for the squad or even the individual, who was involved in that decision making? Is it just you, or is it you and Emily? Or?
No, it's definitely a collective decision from coaches and medical staff. First of all, we need to identify what target we need to set. We need to set then a basically realistic time frame on that target. And then it's just about basically reviewing and monitoring, really. But we all sit down as coaches and obviously the player, which obviously we give the target to, have a chat, explain why obviously this target's been put in place. And then obviously we implement obviously what we need for that target to be achieved. So yeah, we all sit down together and obviously we monitor that as well. So I say it's been great. Like I said, the players listen, the players do what they're told. And I say their testing results are basically, obviously, they work. Like I said, it's all about player work, so it's been working very well.
So you're happy then with the attitude of the squad and what they bring to the table in these situations?
I think the attitude of the club is great. I said I've never worked with a bunch of boys who are just willing to learn all the time. I said these players, like, they're constantly in my ear asking me obviously how they're going to improve, but I said we've got some great leaders in that team. We've got Ben Parry, we've got Nashi, we've got Sparksy, we've got Bacon, who obviously just lead from the front. Ben Parry's a great athlete. He works his socks off every week. But like I said, I never worked with a bunch of boys over the last, like say, 6 months who just progressed so fast, and it shows on the park. I said we're wiping people off the park with our fitness in the last 20 minutes of the game. So, as you can see by the scores, we're just basically flying them in. So, I said the fitness is great at the moment, and I'm happy, obviously, with how the players are reacting. So it's been great.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for your contribution today.
No, thank you very much.